This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This year, I'm going to give it to someone special. The end.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Give I like both those songs, actually.
Very next day. What was the first one? Who's the first one?
Brian Setzer.
Oh, was it?
Wasn't it? If it wasn't, I'm shocked.
Yeah, no, Vinny's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't, it's just, it's like so raucous. Woo. Like, that's good. Okay. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it is, in fact, the Christmas season. This is our final show of 2020. So I hope you made your comments pleasant.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
On a sour
but hey,
note.
and this is my bad. I'm a dunce. I forgot. I'd mentioned that I wanted to tell this quick story about Mackenzie Scott.
Oh yeah, yeah
who
yeah, yeah.
is the former wife, the ex-wife, I should say, of Jeff Bezos. So when they divorced and she got her cut of their fortune, she became, I think, immediately the richest woman in the world, right?
Yeah, or something like that. I think so.
Anyway, the story is this, that Mackenzie Scott, formerly Mackenzie Bezos, I believe, she gave away this week $4 billion with a B dollars. $4 billion. She looked for organizations that focused on economic hardship.
Oh.
So where she gave the money, instead of, you know, doing some traditional easy cut the check, be done with this, she went and found colleges like community colleges and other, you know, we know Stanford. Do we know Alcorn State?
No.
We know, you know what I mean? Like, she yeah. went and found these schools that are working class colleges. Most of the students are lower income. Many are trying to become the first member of their family to earn a college degree.
Nice.
And she poured money on them. In one case, apparently, they were on the phone with someone who works. Let me see if I can. I'm kind of scrolling through this. They were on the phone talking about the donation they were going to make. She donated $50 million to one of these little schools, and they just went, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How many zeros?
What number did you say, 5 or 50? $50 million is the kind of money that takes a school that has no money and yeah. suddenly gives them the ability to help teach these kids, young adults, mm-hmm. in a way they've never been able to focus on them. It's a big deal. And I thought that was awesome.
It's great. She's one of the people that signed on to the Warren Buffett thing where you mm-hmm. want to give away all your money or half. It's like the 50% club or something. And surprisingly, when you have billions of dollars, it's difficult to, without just sort of, like you said, you know, carpet bombing here, just take it. It's hard to find those things. I mean, when you think about the percentage that 50 million is of even $1 billion, that it would be difficult to find that many places to drop that kind of money on and still fill up $4 billion. Like, that's
right.
It's a lot of work.
I think that
good on her.
When I read this story, I just thought that is a way to directly affect some person who's struggling and
right?
trying to get through school. And now their school's got money to give them more attention, better books, whatever it is.
It's huge. Scholarships,
it's
whatever
yep.
it might be. Right.
Exactly right. So anyway, that was just a story I meant to mention in the news and didn't get to. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said as we... Is that 1 foot out the door? I believe it is.
That is my foot.
You're there. Already gone, really.
Sorry. No, I left. I left like at 8:30.
Last Christmas is my favorite song. Thank you, Jane.
Mm, yeah, that's a good one. Janie getting all the love today.
Good morning, radio sweeties. I really appreciate you playing Christmas music. Love you much. Happy holidays. I will miss you.
Miss you too.
Well, I made it 18 days before getting whammed. Thanks, Alice.
Well, you're welcome.
Have a,
have a
great vacation. You know, that guy was too young to have died. That's such a bummer.
Oh, no doubt. Such an incredible singer.
Hey, Sarah and Vinny and Bryn and Nicole. I love Christmas and I love you all. Wait a minute. Hold on. And I love all of you. Have a wonderful rest of 2020 and thanks for getting us through. Through it. Happy Christmas.
Nice. I thought there was going to be a butt there somewhere.
No. Yeah. And I actually, you know, we've had tragedies we've gone through together with this area, the Bay Area in general. And you don't realize it until after that you go, we shared that.
Yep.
That tragedy or that thing or
right. Earthquakes, fires, 9/11 this year.
Yep. This year's going to be high on that list.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how Vinny is laughing his ass off now with this song playing. That Elastica reminds me of Romeo Void. Remember? Huh. Yeah, I loved Romeo Void. I just didn't know Elastica. But Romeo Void is I Might Like You Better If We Slept Together.
Might Like You Better If We Slept Together.
That was New Wave from the MTV era, right?
Yeah. That's so funny. I haven't thought about that song in years.
Wishing you all a very happy holiday season. We'll miss you over the break. But happy you get a well-deserved time off. Enjoy your families.
Thank
see you in the
you
new
too.
Year.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2021.
Let me see. Okay, that did it. I have tears pouring down my face hearing Vinny say, I love you to Isla. So beautiful to witness his transformation.
He's a changed man.
Yeah, I am. Very different life. How's Isla feeling? Someone wrote, she's doing good. And the test results we went in for came out much better than we feared. But I'm sure every parent who's ever had anything wrong with their kid fears the absolute worst and can't stop from seeing those things.
It's the curse of having children. Yep. That just, you know, suddenly part of your heart is outside of your body.
Yep.
You care about something other than really just you.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Ugh, crying over here in Napa. Rise up. Yeah, that was really pretty.
Thanks,
the choir
Alan.
Performance of Rise Up brought tears to my eyes. Gorgeous and so appropriate this year. Sarah, Brittany, love Jerry Christmas.
Oh,
listen to
you.
The Johnny Mosley podcast for the first time yesterday just to hear the song. It was so funny and original. Kudos to John for his creative genius. Happy holidays to all and thanks for keeping us sane during
you.
This year.
I think we're coming up on our 100th episode, aren't we? In the new year?
That was 96.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. I can't believe it. It's been going on for a long time. But yeah, we love our Christmas song. If you have a second, I think, did you post it up on yours too, Bryn?
I posted it on my
Instagram, Clarky Clark. It's also obviously on at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. Please follow us. Mm-hmm. But we're all putting it up today. We want to get that out there.
You can find it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, too.
Oh, it's on the Facebook page, too? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Right to the video. There's a video. It's really funny. Cute. If I do say
Ben, it's so gross when you say Nook. What's the matter with Nook?
What's gross about that?
Yeah, that's not gross.
You know what's gross? Make love. That's gross. That's the grossest effing thing. No one should ever say those two words together.
It's romantic.
That's it. I'm kicking myself off the show right now just for saying it. Bye, guys. I'll see you in 2021.
There's just a couple more. I know we need to get out of here. Hold on. Pink proposed to Carrie Hart. She held up a sign while he was racing in a motocross competition.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
I didn't know that.
Very strong woman.
I actually thought of her from the acoustic sunrise thing that is happening. Remember when she did acoustic right outside our studio with her one guitar player and
broke every window in the place? Like, she blew it out. That was amazing.
She's amazing. That's not an overuse of that word.
Right. When it, right. Awesome. Applies. She hit one note in that thing that I was just like, that's impossible. It's impossible. She's killing it. Just sitting there.
Hey, Vinny, a pet told me that cats pick you. You don't pick them. So that's it. The cats decided I'm his person, huh?
Well, you never pull his tail, most likely.
No,
Those little kids, they're I'm going to hide from them.
Actually, our Leo can be quite nasty and has been great with the kids.
Oh. For,
you know, and maybe he understood when I said to him, you're gone if you hurt one of these rascals, so you better figure it out.
Well,
he must have suddenly understood English real mm-hmm. quick.
He's still on Prozac, that cat?
No.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Did he go cold turkey or did you wean him off?
I don't want to talk about it.
Why? There's human when you need him. You're still on those pills.
Good morning, Alice Radio. I just wanted to take a minute before the year ends to tell you how much I truly appreciate your morning radio show. When the pandemic started, I stopped going to work, and my mornings just weren't the same without listening to you guys. Then I realized I can listen. Oh, hold on. Through the radio.com app. And once again, my mornings are awesome. So please know how much a difference you make in my little world. Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, that means the world. I love that.
All a good night.
Yay.
Love you guys. Right.
See you after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here for our final show of 2020. We are about to embark on our Christmas adventures, Christmas and New Year's adventures, and we hope that you have a marvelous couple of weeks here as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss it, but I'm also going to make the best of it.
Right.
I mean, it miss work. I like coming
sure.
here, but
it's not, it is nice.
But yeah, I'm gonna go rip it up and watch little kids have Christmas morning, which is
oh my god,
basically the coolest thing in the world.
I know. I miss those days when they were little and just like the stars in their eyes, like oh, Santa, I can't believe it, he got it all right. Oh, this is amazing. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely magic. I hope you have a magical holiday, whatever you celebrate. And if you hate Christmas, I hope you have a great time hating on it. You do your thing. Don't forget that we are open for business. In fact, this weekend, we're doing something called Acoustic Christmas. It starts this Saturday, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Be listening. Jane is hosting the thing, and we're in there a little bit, and there's all kinds of cool performances. So Acoustic Christmas starts tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., on the Alice. Please join us for that. And we're here 24/7. Not Vinny and me personally, but the station.
The station is on
here
all the time.
Yeah, so happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Be hail and also Jane. And
you're still talking. What is wrong with you?
I was
gone.
Trying
let's
to
go.
Turn it over to the. Okay, let's go. All right, out of here.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.